You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vajinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And this is proper news for you this week, because the nominees for this year's Olivier Awards have just been announced. There are some pretty expected names and faces on the list, I will say, alongside a few others that I think you should probably keep your eye on. So I thought I would use this week's Spotlight On episode to run you through some of the shows to watch out for. I will put a link in the post to the full list of nominees as well if you want to check that out. I'm not going to bore you here by just reading a long list of names and shows. So if you want to find out more or about some of the other categories to do with opera or dance or more of the straight plays that we don't talk about as much here on Showtime, then follow the link to find out more. But in terms of the musicals themselves, which is what we're here for at Showtime and at Spotlight On, there are some real juggernauts going up against each other this year. Leading the nominees straight out of the gate is the new revival of Cabaret, and I'm not surprised at all. It's been one of the most hotly tipped shows of the season. The way it's completely renovated the Playhouse Theatre in London is just incredible, and it has an absolutely stellar cast with an Oscar winner and an Oscar nominee as the two leads. So surprise, surprise, I think we knew it was going to do pretty well at the Olivier's. It's up for 11 awards, including Best Actor and Best Actress nominations for both Eddie Redmayne and Jessie Buckley, respectively. And it's also cleaned up in all the technical categories like set and costume and lighting design. And it also got a nod for Best Director for Rebecca Frecknell, who, if I'm being perfectly honest, I would love to see taking that director prize. Unlike the Tony Awards, I will say, which is like the equivalent of the Olivier's on Broadway, a lot of the Olivier categories aren't split into plays or musicals specifically, so you end up with a mix of both represented across the board, and that is exactly what's happened in the Best Director category this year. So alongside Rebecca Frecknell for Cabaret, you've also got Michael Longhurst for Constellations, which was like a series of plays, for want of a better word, which had a rotating cast performing each night. You've also got Max Webster for Life of Pi, which we'll mention later on because it's leading the plays by quite a long way. And then there's also Kathleen Marshall for the recent revival of Anything Goes at the Barbican. So you see, a mix of plays and musicals, which makes it all the more difficult to call who will win. Certainly from a musical theatre perspective, Cabaret and Anything Goes are the big two to look out for and are pretty much up for all the same awards. Anything Goes has got 9 nominations, including Best Costume Design, Best Actress in a Supporting Role for Carly Mercedes Dyer, who I think most of the musical theatre community are already rooting for to win that, myself included. There's Best Supporting Actor for Gary Wilmot, Best Actor for Robert Lindsay, Best Actress for Sutton Foster, making her West End debut, of course, but reprising the role that she originally won a Tony for back in 2011. So, as I said, some really stiff competition here. I mean, some of the awards, I think it would be nice if they kind of got shared out between Anything Goes and Cabaret. Like, if we give Rebecca Frecknell Best Director for Cabaret, can we also promise to give Kathleen Marshall Best Theatre Choreographer for Anything Goes? You know, just share it out a bit. I also wouldn't want to call it the Best Actress in a Musical at this point. I think Jessie Buckley probably gives the best overall performance, and Cabaret is a very meaty show that allows Jessie Buckley to show off her real acting skills. But Sutton Foster for Anything Goes is such a legend of musical theatre already, and with her dancing, with her singing, she really does carry Anything Goes on her shoulders. Also nominated in the Best Actress category is Beverly Knight for The Drifter's Girl and Stephanie McKeon, who plays Anna in Frozen. Both equally incredible performers, but I don't know if their respective shows have the same kind of theatrical excitement as Cabaret and Anything Goes, if that makes sense. I will also say I think it's kind of unfair that the acting categories in particular have been limited to just 4 nominations each. I think that, yes, they're probably the right people who have been nominated in each category across the board, but if there could have been 5 or 6 names, it might have felt a bit less shocking than at the moment where it feels like people have been unfairly left off. Like, sticking with the Best Actress example, I was surprised to not have Samantha Box on the nominee list. She plays Elsa in Frozen. And I know that fans of Cinderella have been genuinely up in arms that Carrie Hope Fletcher wasn't nominated, especially after she just won the What's on Stage award the other week, which is voted for by the public. And like, as much as I love them both, I don't think they would have won this category even if they were nominated. And I don't think they should have been nominated over anybody else who has made the list by any means. I just think that this year, after the pandemic, it wouldn't have hurt to have had a few more names available when necessary, if that makes sense. But it still doesn't change the fact that I think Best Actress, as with so many other categories, is basically a two-horse race between Cabaret and Anything Goes. The main one, of course, between the two of them is the actual category of Best Revival. Like, in a lot of ways, I think the revivals have actually captured more interest and excitement this year than a lot of the entirely new shows, which is really interesting to see. So in the Best Revival category, alongside Cabaret and Anything Goes, there's also the Almedia Theatre's production of Spring Awakening, which, you know, that's such an incredible achievement to get a nomination anyway, but it's definitely going into that category as the underdog by quite a long way. Meanwhile, in the Best New Musical category, you've got Back to the Future, The Drifter's Girl, Frozen, Get Up, Stand Up, the Bob Marley musical, and Moulin Rouge. Now, hand on heart, Moulin Rouge is the only one I've seen of those, but it's also the one that I've been interested in for the longest. It's the one that I listen to the cast recording of most, and it's the one that I would really love personally to see do well. Compared to last year's Tony Awards, where you may remember that Moulin Rouge swept literally every category that it was nominated for, Moulin Rouge is only nominated for 5 awards at the Oliviers. That's costume design, set design, choreography for Sonia Tyer, best actor in a supporting role for Clive Carter as Harold Zeidler, and best new musical. I think, given the things that it's going up against, maybe costume design is the one that I'd give to Moulin Rouge. I think set design will go to Cabaret, choreography to Anything Goes, and, well, supporting actor is also still a bit of a toss-up for me. I love Clive Carter so much, and I think he's brilliant as Harold Zeidler, but he's up against Elliot Levy for Cabaret, Gary Wilmot for Anything Goes, and Hugh Coles for Back to the Future. Now, while Moulin Rouge is the only Best Musical nominee that I've seen, Back to the Future is the only show that I haven't seen yet when it comes to Best Supporting Actor. And yet, even with that in mind, I'm really rooting for Hugh Coles from Back to the Future. He plays George McFly and has just won the hearts of the nation in that role. He recently got the What's on Stage award, which, again, very telling because it's a public vote for that. But he just seems so lovely and genuine, and like, every commendation that he's getting is still such a surprise to him. So while I'm a huge fan of these absolute legends of musical theatre that are nominated for Best Supporting Actor, I'm really rooting for Hugh Coles. It would be great to see him do well, and I know that it would mean the world to him. And while we're on the topic, actually, of Back to the Future, it's in a very good position to do well, I think. It's up for 7 awards, the most of any of the new musicals on offer, including Best New Musical category, as I said. I haven't seen it myself, but it did recently win Best Musical at the What's on Stage Awards, which really catapulted it to the top of my shows to see list. I've heard very, very good things about it, I will say, and from what I can gather, it does a very good job of merging staging techniques that give it a really modern, fresh feeling that just kind of epitomises theatrical entertainment. So it could very well be a strong contender for Best New Musical at the Oliviers. Certainly, while I think Frozen is probably the fan favourite, I don't know if it has enough theatrical grounding to do well with the judging panels at the Oliviers. One of the things I always mention at this time of year when we're talking about the Olivier Awards is how the British theatre industry kind of struggle with musicals. Like, the Tonys have fully accepted that musicals are what make Broadway its money, and they embrace that, and they make sure that the musicals and all the live cast performances on the night are the big showy part of the awards ceremony. While in the UK, maybe because there's such a rich theatrical history of traditional theatre going back centuries, it always feels a little bit like the crowd specifically at the Olivier Awards and the people working in more of the traditional theatre side of the industry, it always feels like they're a bit annoyed that musicals are as showy as they are, if that makes sense. It's one of the reasons why I don't think Moulin Rouge will be a particularly standout winner, as much as I think it deserves to be, because it probably feels too flashy for British sensibilities. And I think the same goes for Frozen, which has clearly won the public and families over, but maybe less so the panel of experts. I mean, just look at the fact that at the Olivier's, so many categories aren't even separated for musicals and plays. So you already have a blend that can sometimes lead to plays dominating over musicals, which is absolutely fine. I do not have a problem with that. But even the specific category that recognises music is never just for musicals. So the Tony Awards, for reference, have Best Original Score and then separately Best Orchestrations. And while plays can be nominated for those categories, of course, they do exist mainly to reward new music or music that has been adapted for musical theatre. At the Olivier's, it's a combined category called Best Original Score or New Orchestrations. And so this year, you've got Anything Goes, Back to the Future, Get Up, Stand Up, the Bob Marley musical, and Life of Pi, which is a play, all nominated alongside each other. Some of them are nominated for their original scores, and some of them are nominated for orchestrations because it's not original music. And, like, I do understand why they do it like that, but my goodness, it just feels a bit chaotic for me personally. While I have it in my head, though, I do want to give a shout out to Life of Pi, which I just mentioned. It is a play, so not something I'd usually dedicate much time to at Showtime, but it's up for 9 awards, and a lot of them are in what you might consider the typically musical theatre categories. There's the technical ones like Best Sound, Set and Lighting Design, as well as Best Theatre Choreographer for Finn Caldwell, Best Director for Max Webster, and the aforementioned Best Original Score or New Orchestrations for Andrew T. McKay. In all of those categories, it's also up against musicals, so it could well end up trouncing a lot of the new musical shows that are out there. When it then comes to acting, it's back in the straight play categories, and the same for its Best New Play nomination. But I do want to give a special mention to the nomination for Best Actor in a Supporting Role, which is split between the 7 actors who play the tiger in Life of Pi. Honestly, while it's not a musical, Life of Pi is definitely one to watch out for and one that has rocketed up the list of shows I want to see off the back of this. So definitely one to look out for and one that could do very well at the Olivier's. While we're doing special mentions as well, I would also like to give a shout out to Pride and Prejudice, brackets sort of, which is up for 3 awards, including Best Entertainment or Comedy Play. That's up for that alongside The Choir of Man. They're both really lovely, funny shows, so it'd be nice to see them doing well. Possibly my favourite nomination of the entire Olivier Awards is also Cruise for Best New Play. It's a one-man show written and performed by Jack Holden that had a short run at the Duchess Theatre last year. I came across it because there was a filmed version that had been released online during lockdown, and hand on heart, it's one of the best pieces of theatre I've ever seen. It was spectacularly done, brilliantly told, and so funny and poignant and emotional in equal measures. I am so desperate for them to bring the filmed version back because everyone should watch it. It's that good. And I do think it's likely that Life of Pi will get Best New Play, but my goodness, my heart is rooting for Cruise so much, and I will lose my mind if it does end up winning. I mean, stranger things have happened, so fingers crossed. Overall, though, I think it should be quite an interesting awards ceremony at the Olivier's this year. Obviously, the main 2 shows to watch out for from a musical theatre perspective are Cabaret and Anything Goes. They are 2 titans of the genre, and the creative teams that they have behind them and the cast they have on stage as well just elevate them to a whole new level that I don't think anything else can quite keep up with this year. So other than when they're coming up against some of the more traditional plays like Life of Pi, which could well surprise us all, I think it's mainly going to be a 2-horse race between Cabaret and Anything Goes. And I can't lie, deservedly so too, because they're both spectacular. The new musicals are where personally I think it's going to be harder to call. I'd love to see Moulin Rouge doing well as a longtime fan of the show, but I do worry that it feels very flashy and over the top compared to the sort of things that traditionally do quite well at the Olivier's. And I don't really know what it offers that isn't also seen elsewhere by other shows, if that makes sense. Like, yes, they have transformed the Piccadilly Theatre into the Moulin Rouge Club and it looks spectacular. But so has Cabaret at the Playhouse. They've created the Kit Kat Club, and honestly, they do it better. It's a bigger transformation. It's more innovative and clever and impressive. And so, while I love Moulin Rouge, it's just slightly beaten out by something else. Frozen is obviously a fan favourite, but again, it's an American transfer that's based on an existing story, so the judging panels at the Olivier's tend to prefer entirely new shows if they can go for it. The Drifters Girl and Get Up Stand Up, the Bob Marley musical, could both do well in that regard, because while they are jukebox musicals based on the lives and careers of existing well-known artists, they are entirely new musicals. And as well, while I'm thinking about it, people in the crowd at the Olivier's who don't like musical theatre often really respond well to the shows with more familiar music that win people over in that regard. So I imagine that something like the Bob Marley musical will get a brilliant response from people who are there on the night when the cast perform. Personally, I'd currently put my money on Back to the Future, I think, because it offers something new and innovative. But I haven't actually seen it myself, so can't really comment. I would love to watch it, though. And actually, the official cast recording has literally just come out this week, so you can give a listen to that to get a better taste of the show yourself. So yeah, could be a very interesting night. And of course, it's the first time that it'll be happening in person as normal after the pandemic, so that'll be nice to see. So the Olivier Awards ceremony will take place on Sunday the 10th of April this year. It'll be happening at the Royal Albert Hall, and then it usually gets broadcast later on in the evening on ITV, where you can see the speeches and the cast performances from the nominated shows and things like that. We'll also be bringing you a full analysis of the winners in another Spotlight On episode around then, so watch out for that in April. And until then, I will say goodbye for this week. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening twice. First at 6 p.m. live on urn1350.net with Showtime for a whole hour of glorious musical theatre tunes. And then right here at 7 p.m. straight after that for a brand new episode of Spotlight On to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.